In Barrow, the sun has set until January. In Fairbanks, residents have 5 hours and 22 minutes of sunlight right now. So in comparison, Anchorage's 6.5 hours of sun each day sounds generous. Still, that leaves quite a bit of time for dark in the state's largest city. AK's Annie Fite set out to find out how Anchorage residents deal with it.
When Felicia Eldridge moved to Anchorage from Cincinnati in August, she was prepared to handle the cold, but she hadn't given much thought to the dark.
I'm really just kind of like in shock.
Eldridge is a manager at one of the busiest Starbucks in Anchorage, where baristas are serving up a steady stream of the latest holiday latte concoctions. My order is a tall gingerbread latte with whipped cream. Eldridge couldn't tell me if coffee consumption goes up in the dark months of winter, since this is her first experience with it. But it sounds like she could use some more caffeine.
I mean, I've pretty much gone home and had sleepy, snuggly time with my puppy like every day that I've been here, that the sun has gone down so early. I go home. Sometimes I bypass eating just to go straight to bed, because at a point when it's so dark and you run out of things to do, you're like, oh, well, bedtime. Oh, it's 7 o'clock? Oh, well, bedtime.
Cool. My first November in Anchorage 8 years ago, I felt the same way as Felicia. I remember sleeping 12 hours at a stretch. Over the years, though, I've adjusted, and I've learned one of the secrets to being happy in the winter is getting out in the dark as much as possible. I'm leaving on a run. It's pretty much pitch blackout. The trail is not exactly crowded with people, but I pass a few other runners and a man out walking his dog. Then I see a bike headed toward me, and I flag down the rider.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Rick Marin is riding a brand new snow bike. He tells me he commutes more than an hour each way on his bike every day, even in the darkest, coldest depths of winter. He says he actually prefers riding in the dark. He thinks it's more intriguing.
And I think the darkness is really romantic. And for example, when I go out and do winter trips, overnight trips, I do them all through the darkest part of the winter, you know, right through the solstice. And that really appeals to me, to be around camp at night and looking at the stars and the moon and all that.
So it doesn't get you down at all?
Oh, no, it doesn't get me down at all. I'm one of those people that reacts the opposite way. I get invigorated by the winter.
That is the kind of attitude former Anchorage Mayor Rick Meistrom likes to hear. He embraces the dark winter and wanted to make it a central part of the city's identity.
One of the things that I continually heard when I was outside is, gosh, how do you deal with the cold and the dark? Must be dark up there all the time in the winter. And how do you deal with that?
So in 1995, Meistrom asked Anchorage residents to decorate their homes with white and blue lights. And the city embraced it. Hardware stores quickly ran out of lights. The Anchorage Daily News drew up maps for visiting neighborhoods with the best lights. And Meistrom remembers one resident who ran up $400 a month in extra electric charges.
Some subdivisions in Anchorage had almost every house lit up. And it really was kind of fun driving down, getting off the main streets and driving down to the subdivision streets and see what people were doing. And it turned out to be really, really something that brought a lot of joy to a lot of different people, brought a lot of light to Anchorage, and just made it feel better. A lot of times it felt like a real winter wonderland.
Meistrom wanted Anchorage to be known as the City of Lights. These days, not many houses put up lights all winter long, but most of the trails are well lit, which is good news for my run. On the Chester Creek Trail, I stop a couple jogging along.
The trails are lighted today.
Yeah.
Dean Campadonico and Nim Ha say they don't prefer the dark months in Anchorage, but they don't seem to mind them too much either.
It's a change of the seasons and sort of the variation. It's not the same. Like if you lived near the equator, it'd be like exactly the same number of hours of daylight and darkness every single day of the year.
Yeah,
I think that would be sort of
sunny.
Boring.
Yeah. That'd be horrible.
So I guess we like diversity and, you know, the
still, Nim expresses a near universal Alaskan sentiment, looking forward to the winter solstice.
It's always such a great, you know, once we pass equinox, it's like, yay, we're getting daylight. Yeah. So
I say goodbye to Nim and Dean, and before I know it, my run is over.
They locked me out. Hi.
Hi.
And I'm back inside.
Hi.
Hi, can I have a hug?
I have to say, it's great to be back in a warm house with bright lights, but I'm sure I'll be back out in the dark tomorrow, enjoying that too. For AK, I'm Annie Feit.